Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It is sure wonderful how things can work out. Last week, there was a mix-up at the local radio station, and a new poem that I had written did not get played, which saved me some embarrassment. I had not done my research on my subject, and let a remark made years ago, which I'm pretty sure I had misunderstood, shape the idea for a piece. The truth that I found with just a little research, thank you Mom and also Tammy at the Custer County Historical Society, made for a much better story, and I'm grateful to get to share a more accurate portrayal of a man we could all stand to be a little more like. This morning I'd like to take a fresh look at Mrs. Swan's hard-working man. For creosote pine posts we have Dirk's Lumber to thank. This corner I am replacing was set over 60 years ago by Frank. He was not a young man, but Frank Jackson took a chance. In 33, he came from Kansas to work on a Nebraska ranch. Frank had served his country in the war to end all wars. Now 40 years old, he served Mr. Swan by handling the chores. Giving Frank a job bought a lot of loyalty. Custer County was no Eden in the spring of 33. Swans bought the Black Ranch in the 40s and things were looking good. The winter of 48 and 49 welcomed them to the neighborhood. Angus cattle had replaced the jacks and a band of mares. Frank did the work of several men with the haying and repairs. For 20 years Frank worked for Mr. Carl Swan. Then suddenly in 53 his boss had passed on. True religion is to care for the orphan and the widow, too. Pushing 60, Frank told Mrs. Swan he'd like to see it through. There was always stacks to climb on Roundhill School's first day. Out the window through the winter, we watched as Frank hauled the hay away. His meals and wages were meager, but they would get Frank by. He faced the challenge of each day and never questioned why. What once had been a showplace had sort of lost its shine. Frank had plenty on his pallet trying to keep it all in line. He was the sum and total of the crew, Mrs. Swan's one and only hand. Frank showed us all a thing or two about riding for the brand. Frank shared the big house with Mrs. Swan. The bunkhouse had fell in, and he carried a stick to get by her dog that did not care for men. For 48 years, Frank served the Swans on the place. He would visit with a neighbor with a smile on his face. Mrs. Swan had it in her will Frank could stay when she had passed. Frank stayed on another year, which was as long as he could last. We carried him off the ranch. From his duties he was free, and Custer County was no Eden, late winter of 83. 48 years Frank faced the challenges that came with each new dawn. A greedy, over-anxious heir cut the power to hasten his moving on. Thanks to Pa and Pastor Harder, and Frank crawling to the phone. Frank Jackson did not spend his final hours freezing and alone. Years later, the heirs sold the place and cut a real fat hog. The county covered Frank's final years, and a neighbor shot the dog. As I finish with this brace and tighten up each strand, I remember Frank Jackson's example of riding for the brand. If the snow isn't too deep tomorrow, I hope to be headed to Oberlin, Kansas. The Tri-State Cattle Expo is hosting a two-day conference designed to celebrate cattle producers and provide the latest information impacting the industry. The expo will be held at the Gateway Civic Center in Oberlin, Kansas on December 4th and 5th, 2018, featuring industry-leading presenters. I'm honored to be part of the lineup of amazing speakers and look forward to helping attendees start their day with a smile. Topics will include succession planning, heifer development, rangeland management, taxing entities, packing preferences, and I'm sure the other speakers will cover some of the same ground. A wide variety of vendors will also be on hand to exhibit the latest information and products in the industry. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you homegrown listeners in Oberlin on Tuesday and Wednesday. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. I still have a pretty good inventory of my material in book, CD, and DVD form, and even have a few cassette tapes left if any of you would like to share the gift of cowboy poetry this holiday season. You can take a look at the Homegrown webpage, rpsmith.us. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today, that He is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.